Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. Have you ever done skip the dishes for 7-Eleven?
What?
Huh?
7-Eleven.
Like you skip
like DoorDash, you know, for 7-Eleven. You just get a bunch of candy delivered to you.
Never done that.
No.
We're doing it.
I've never had anything delivered to me food wise that is not like a restaurant.
Yeah, same.
Wait a minute. I never had a convenience store.
7-Eleven deliver. That's like Sheetz delivering MTO.
That's right.
Huh.
Interesting.
On that note, today we are talking about the Agonorsa leaf, rare leaf reserve Toro. This is more of a Toro Extra, 6-inch by 54 ring gauge, comes out of the Tabsa factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper's from Nicaragua. The binder is a double Nicaraguan Criollo 98. Filler is Nicaraguan Criollo 98 and Corojo 99. Price point is $11.50. And the cigar was released in February of 2021. We picked these cigars up from Blue Smoke of Dallas. So you can find them on the web, on social media. If you're in the Dallas area, they do ship. So you can, if you're not in that area, you can give them a call. Let them know what you want. See if they have it in stock, and they'll ship it out to you.
Nice. So
check that out.
Isn't it fun when you notice the blue smoke coming off of the cigars?
I love that.
I love it.
It's one of my favorite things to like look at it, just like being in a trance about, you know?
I sometimes wonder like, wow, am I on drugs? Am I tripping? And I'm like, no, I am on drugs. No.
And then you blow it out of your mouth, and it's that nasty gray shit. You know,
it's just when us as humans touch the beautiful tobacco,
we stain it.
Yeah,
we stain it.
Like, all right, June.
Like humans stain everything.
That's right.
Tell us about your role experience.
Like my boxers after I. Okay. I will like the blender to be disclosed on this cigar. I know it says blender undisclosed, but I would like to know who this blender is, and I would like to tell this blender to stop fucking up Agonorsa tobacco and new releases so much, because, man, this was such a miss for me. This was like, you know, Agonorsa, typical Agonorsa, you light it up, you're like, ah, this is Agonorsa, right? Like, this is, I think I know what I'm in for. But for me, it was just everything was just kind of off, right? So, like, you know, when it comes to sweetness, it was like this weird, like, synthetic kind of sweetness. There's a little bit of this metallic note to it. There's like some typical bready kind of note and, you know, baking spices that I typically find in a lot of Agonorsa stuff. But, you know, and then you get into the second, third, and I thought that was really when it like really shit the bed. There was no sweetness left. Really high levels of sharp, rare palate. Like irritating pepper. I said a note of I get this metallic wasabi combination. So imagine wasabi that's so stinging up your nostrils, and imagine it being kind of metallic, like tinny. You know, it was not good.
Lead pencil.
Yeah, like it was really off-putting. What I can say nicely, in a nice way, nicely. I sound like an idiot guy. All these the coworkers I have, of burn and draw, pretty freaking good for Agonorsa. Surprisingly good. Well, for me, apparently not for John, but it was overall really highly disappointing, man.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, listen, medium strength and body. I thought the first third was pretty solid. I was getting some like almond, cream, nutty qualities, a little bit of pepper. Second third showed a lot more pepper, spice. I was getting some peanut, earth, and tobacco qualities. And then the final third really just delivered this sharp earth, vegetal, you know, dominant flavor profile that was just destroying the, you know, like the cream and the nuts and the toast from before. Really good construction and draw. I also had that. It was a little bit of a surprise. I smoked this a while back, and I was putting in this review. I was like, wait a minute, did I get that right? And then I went back to the photos and the notes. I was like, yeah, holy shit, it did have good construction. But yeah, medium strength body.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
Surprisingly, this also kind of started out good for me. You know, I agree with June that, you know, this it was like a clone of an Aganorsa tobacco, if that made any sense. So like it's Aganorsa-esque, and but it just wasn't quite there. And so like it had bread, but it just wasn't quite that like fully, you know, fresh baked yeasty bread that you typically get off Aganorsa tobacco. So I was like, it's okay, but I'm already kind of disappointed. And then, yeah, right away in the second, third, sweetness just dropped right off. And it was just like cedar and earth. And I was like, wow, this is really mundane.
The exact experience I did, John.
Yeah. And then there was this like acrid note, which I think was related to the fact that it went out. But man, I don't think I've ever gotten that off an Aganorsa cigar. Fortunately, it went away after I purged it. But you know, a little disappointing. And then I did get a little sweet citrus in the last third. But then the earth just came back and just like completely took over the profile. And I was like, boy, oh boy, like, did this come out of AJ's factory? Like, what's going on here? And the, you know, I guess,
how dare you bring out AJ?
the really frustrating part for me is I had no end of burn issues. So I had two touch-ups and I had a relight, and the worst part about the relight is I saw the relight coming like 10 minutes before it happened. You know, when you're drawing on a cigar and you're like, oh man, this cigar wants to go out. So like I was like, no, I don't want to have to relight it, cause that's going to knock them. So I actually puffed to try and not make it go out, and it still went out on me. And I was like, well, there you go. I mean, I did everything within my power. And the draw was like tight as well. So, I mean, you talk about like straight all the way through an average experience with the exception of the first third, pretty disappointing. And, you know, we'll get into the price point later, but Aaron, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I thought the cigar was pretty pleasant through the first third, but it lost some complexity in the second third, kind of settled in with the base profile of musty and toasted wood, some dry earth, black pepper, and kind of maintained that through the rest of the cigar. I would be interested in trying the Robusto Vitola for this, just slightly smaller ring gauge, just to see if that complexity might last a little bit longer into the blend. But for this, for the Toro, it just didn't provide enough, you know, enjoyment through the entire smoking experience. You know, big cigar, lengthy smoking time. So just not enough to make me want to come back to it, but I would, you know, the first third was good. I did enjoy it. So if the Robusto might, I can't imagine that the Titan 6x60 would be a better version of this. So I'd have to go to the Robusto, to see. So I would be up for trying that, but you know, who knows if I actually get around to doing it. All right, check out the scores. I am the high scorer at 5.90. You guys are making me look bad. People are going to think
that is really bad.
I like cigars. Seth was next at 5.65. John gave it a 5.35, and June gave it a 5.15. So I'll go first. Score matches up. I had the Aganorsa burn. So, you know, one touch up, one relight. That's about the Aganorsa burn, right? So, so I got that. So that kind of knocked it. Otherwise, I'd be right at 6, maybe 6.10 with this cigar, which is kind of makes it right around the part where you'd want to smoke it again. So that's kind of where I get into that point where I'll try the Robusto and see what I think. So, all right, Seth, 5.65.
Listen, I thought it was an improvement when compared to a lot of past Aganorsa releases over the past couple of years. But I still think the blend is lacking overall. I like that there were trying to go back to Criollo, because I thought Aganorsa did great with Criollo for some years, but I don't think the Criollo is there yet. But it's kind of a positive sign in the sense of, I think I wrote it like, it's kind of like you go to a restaurant and for a while, like the ingredients have been bad and the chef's been, you know, they haven't been doing their job, but it seems like the ingredients, they have a new food distributor, and that's improved things. And let's hope they get some new chefs in there, because I think we're struggling there.
All right, John, 5.35.
Yeah, it matches up pretty well. I mean, I just don't understand with the tobacco is so good, how you can make a cigar like this unless you're intentionally going out to make a cigar like this. Like, I feel like you could just fall over into a bundle of tobacco and make something good with Aganorsa tobacco. It's that good. So these releases that are coming out that are disappointing me are so puzzling. I just don't understand what's going on. And this is, you know, 5.35, that is definitely at the level where I'm like, I'm not smoking another one of those. It's just not, it's not worth 2 hours of my time. Heck, I'd rather smoke the Signature, you know, and I think the Signature was like $2 cheaper. So I remember.
All right, June 5.15.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. It's I don't see how you could pass quality control. Like I know Agonorsa passes it around their team, right? Of course they do, right? Like to Max, to Paul, to et cetera, right? I imagine they do because they typically do that, I believe. And for all of them to smoke that and be like, yeah, boss, let's release it. You know? Maybe they're like under the new control of some dictatorship or something that's like forcing them to, you know, release something this bad. I don't know. I can't fathom. I don't understand why they're releasing stuff like this. I mean, they have good palate, man. Agonorsa tobacco typically speaks for itself. What do you think, Seth? And back to your analogy about the restaurant thing, you know that most. Okay, clarification. Are you talking about chef or are you talking about cooks at a restaurant?
First of all, I'm not that fancy. I've never been to a fucking restaurant where I'm criticizing the chefs or the cooks or any of that shit. I don't fucking know any of that stuff. But I can only imagine. Listen, I think that they've had some bad. I think they've had bad crop yields. I think it's weather. I think there could be other factors in there as well.
Because even Dion's PCA, we all thought was kind of like.
I'm not surprised by that.
Very lackluster.
Let's not like get PCA involved in this. Let's not go down that.
I'm not going to
blame Agonorsa for the PCA release as much as I am like Dion's like, fuck it, let's maybe just shut them up for about 5 minutes. I think the company has been missing some key pieces with the death of Arsenio.
100%.
And
yes,
I'm trying not to shit on the company because I think highly of a lot of them. I think highly of the people, and I love Agonorsa, but I think when you have an individual of that caliber who's behind the helm for so many years, that when they're gone, it can take a while to find those pieces. And he played a critical role for so many aspects of the company. That it's just, you know, you can bring in Terrence to do great marketing thing, but Terrence isn't going to be able to help them with these issues. So that's
a great point, Seth. Totally. That completely skipped my mind for some reason. I forgot about that. So
I don't know. I always envisioned that. I always thought that maybe like Dion would take up this honorary role and help the company, but I don't think Dion has done that. I'm not saying that's his responsibility, but I just kind of figured that Dion would take more of a active role in Agonorsa, but he hasn't. And there we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that role would be very time consuming, and you know, he had other responsibilities in the States that he needs to see to. So,
yeah.
All right. Any other final thoughts? Good on that. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. Catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.